At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3599. I'm going to talk about that Sith villain we see at the end of the Acolyte trailer that just came out on May the 4th. There's been some discussion about who that character might be inspired by, and it's the most ludicrously complicated thing I've ever tried to explain, and I'm probably going to oversimplify the heck out of it, but hey, we're going to give it a shot. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you especially to the patrons who help make this show possible for you every single day with their support at patreon.com/sw7x7. All right, this is going to be possibly the most complicated and yet oversimplified situation that I've ever done on the podcast, but it has to do with the Acolyte. It has to do with that mysterious masked red lightsaber wielding person that we see at the end of the May the 4th trailer that came out. Now, this has been discussed in a couple of places online. I happen to see it on Tech Radar's website, of all places, and that actually is connected to Total Film Magazine, it seems, and we've talked about Total Film Magazine and their coverage of the Acolyte series, so yeah, you know, another source that you might want to keep an eye on if you're interested in seeing these things as they happen. The gist of it is that the mask that this red-bladed villain is wearing looks like it has a Joker-like smile, if you will, like a very wide smile with very prominent teeth on it, very menacing. And these various online sources were quick to suggest the name of a character, Abeloth, that this reminded them of. So this is where things are going to get super complicated, and I'm going to tremendously oversimplify. Who is Abeloth? Well, if you know the story, or we've talked about it here on the podcast before, and maybe you've heard it from other places, of the Mortis gods, the ones, the father and the son and the daughter that we saw in the third season of the Clone Wars primarily, and then of course we saw the statues of them at the end of season one of Ahsoka. Well, in the expanded universe, which eventually became Legends, there was also a mother. And so there were some various species that were servant species to the father and the son and the daughter. And one of those servants eventually became the mother. And that's Abeloth. But there is a bit of tragedy involved in things. According to Wikipedia, Abeloth drank from the font of power and bathed in the pool of knowledge, which corrupted her mind and twisted her love for her family, the father and son and daughter, into a craving for companionship. When her family abandoned her on their planet, the very reason she committed her crimes in the first place, she was driven insane by loneliness and despair. An outgrowth of this loneliness was her vulnerability to force attacks that tore at her identity or mocked her as unlovely and doomed to be hated, and she ended up feeding on terror of other creatures and other beings. And the level of terror and chaos that she could create was so bad that they locked her in the Maw, you know, like the black hole situation inside the Kessel Run. And she was kept there pretty securely for a good long while until in Legends, the Yuuzhan Vong thing happened and the Jedi put a bunch of young Jedi into a shelter of some kind inside the Maw to keep them protected from the Yuuzhan Vong. And they were able to be influenced by Abeloth, and that caused a whole bunch of problems. So essentially, Abeloth is this intensely powerful dark side of the Force entity creature, if you will. And also, Abeloth is the creature who showed a vision to Jacen Solo, one of Han and Leia's kids, that was so bad that he decided to turn to the dark side of the Force to prevent the vision from becoming reality. So yeah, Abeloth, no good. There were 9 novels in the Fate of the Jedi series that was written by Christy Golden and Troy Denning and Aaron Alston that dealt with Abeloth and the chaos she was creating creating and how ultimately Luke and Ben Skywalker and a whole bunch of Sith were able to form an uneasy alliance with the Jedi and fight Abeloth and eventually defeat her. And Abeloth, for her part, apparently wanted to have Luke Skywalker become the new father of the Celestials family, and then to have Ben Skywalker become the son, and then this other Sith person, Vistara Kai, to become the new daughter. So what the heck does this have to do with the Acolyte and that Sith at the end of the trailer? Well, according to Wikipedia, the description of Abeloth's true form includes this, that she had a large, full-lipped mouth that stretched from ear to ear and contained needle-like teeth. And so what we see on the mask of that red-bladed Wielden villain very much evokes the idea of Abeloth, and that's why people are grabbing onto it. And here's something else that bears on what we saw in the Acolyte. Abeloth is able to shapeshift at will and is able to possess beings, able to share her force essence across multiple bodies and make them act on her behalf. And similarly to Palpatine / Sidious, when Palpatine and or Abeloth would inhabit other bodies, they would basically kind of destroy the bodies. Like the bodies couldn't stand to have that particular essence in them and would deteriorate. So I'm bringing this up for a couple of reasons. Number one, because that Jedi Padawan Torben, who is later a Jedi Master, we see Torben as a Padawan, his eyes going black and him falling down at the feet of Mother Anisea. And yeah, that looks like somebody who's being possessed. So you can kind of say, oh, you know, maybe there's an Abeloth thing there. So that's number one. Number two, the fact that Abeloth is able to shapeshift at will. This would be a solution for the question of Mei appearing to be the person who is murdering the Jedi, but is not actually the person who's murdering the Jedi. And shapeshifters would not be alien, pun intended, to Star Wars. Zam Wessel, of course, in the prequel trilogy would be an example of that. And as we know, Leslie Headland is definitely very strongly influenced by the prequel trilogy. So what does this all mean for the Acolyte? Shucks, I really don't know. But, you know, we have this character at the end of the trailer with teeth on the mask that's like Abeloth, and people are talking about it. And so I thought, all right, let me try to read a giant Wikipedia entry on Abeloth that covers the events of 9 novels in Legends and see if we could summarize it in a way that was actually kind of interesting, useful perhaps, and do it in 10 minutes or less. So I guess you'll have to be the judge of how well we did on this one. So let me know what you think. The comments are right here on YouTube and Spotify. There's a Q&A. And if you're catching this anywhere else, head to the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com and let me know what you think. And that is going to do it for this episode of the show. If you enjoy these daily doses of Star Wars joy, please help me get the show out to more people who might enjoy it themselves. You can do that by telling people. You can do that by telling the algorithms with ratings and reviews and likes and follows and subscribes and joins. And you can even help support the creation and production of this independent daily dose of Star Wars joy. You can find out more about that at patreon.com/sw7x7. And it just remains for me to say, thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.